An alternative strategy for finding genes is a so-called endophenotype approach, where we look for parts of the illness perhaps that are closer to gene action. Most popularly, this has been either neurocognitive function or brain imaging parameters, where we can collect these neurocognitive measures and brain imaging measures in healthy controls and in patients with schizophrenia, and then do our genetic analyses where we try to find genes that influence neurocognition and brain imaging, and perhaps then those genes also influence risk for schizophrenia.